This is a C2R News update. Loudoun Park will likely have a new look in the near future, following the City of Nanaimo's recent land purchase. On Wednesday, October 1st, the City of Nanaimo announced the purchase of two properties adjacent to Loudoun Park, 4246 and 4288 Victoria Avenue. The purchase would add 0.49 acres to the current 1.72 acre park. CHY attended the announcement on the rainy day at Loudoun Park. Mayor of Nanaimo Leonard Krogh told the crowd that Loudoun Park is an important place for community members. He says that while this land purchase will be used to improve accessibility and usage of the park, the new land will also be able to support the Nanaimo Rowing Club and Nanaimo Canoe and Kayak Club.
It will remind council of its long-standing commitment that's wavered back and forth and gone through many discussions to actually improve this park in a way that will make it a wonderful place for the neighborhood, but also for the people who need and want to continue to exercise their skills, to train, to build spirit and community and pride on the lake behind us.
The aging boathouse used by the clubs has been much discussed over the past 25 years by previous council, and the city has been planning on redeveloping the park and boathouse facility more recently since 2021.
So as we're standing here in the cold and the wet and the rain, not feeling entirely comfortable, thinking it might be better to be someplace warm, just imagine for a moment you're a 14-year-old out here training in January.
Back in the spring of this year, Nanaimo City Council voted in favor of a $10.8 million project to redevelop Loudoun Park and replace the boathouse. The project would include a new 10,000 square foot facility. This was met with much outcry from residents and park users who were concerned that the new boathouse would take up park space and lead to the removal of 29 mature trees at the park. Council later voted in favor of pausing and reconsidering the project to figure out a new way to make the improvements. Kate Rutherford was at the park for the announcement. She told CHY after hearing rumors about the city purchasing land, she was very surprised to see it happen. As the treasurer for both the Rowing Club and the Long Lake Flatwater Training Center Society, she says upgrading the boathouse has been a long time coming.
I've been involved with the club for 21 years when my son started rowing, and we've been working on a boathouse plan for most of that time.
She says the last couple of years has been particularly difficult as project plans were going over budget and groups were protesting the boathouse. But she says seeing the new land purchase shows her that the city is still listening to them.
They want to improve the community, improve the amenities in this part of the city, which has been, I think, underserved. Dating myself, but my family moved here when that building was being built, the original 1967 building. I was just in elementary school. So to see something more happening, I think it needs to be more vibrant, more lively, just make it a much more welcoming place to come to.
The city paid about $2.2 million for both lakeside lots. The mayor told media following the announcement that acquiring park land is always a needed investment.
Nobody in the city of Vancouver, to my knowledge, sits back and says, oh my goodness, what a big mistake they made acquiring that big chunk of land called Stanley Park. And I don't wish to sound sarcastic or cheeky when I say it, but it's important to recognize that it's not just about governing for the people who are here, it's about governing for our children, for our grandchildren, and for the future generations who will place even greater demands on our public facilities.
He says council still needs a vote on the plans for the new park addition, as well as what will happen with the boathouse plans.
Say it's an addition to the park, which makes it perhaps easier to provide or build a facility in a way that won't, upset certain folks who weren't prepared to see the fir trees behind us or some of them come down. So it gives further opportunity, and it does enhance what is a very small but well-used park.
Heather Bates, a member of the Rock City Neighborhood Association and one of the organizers of the Save Loudoun Park group, spoke to CHY over the phone following the announcement. She says she was thrilled to hear about the city acquiring more park land.
And I'm really pleased that this is moving forward, and the park is increasing in size, and I can see that as only being a good thing, regardless of exactly how they decide in council to make use of that land and the buildings that they've acquired. It's great to see that it's moving forward. Things are happening because I think everybody wants to see the park being like used in the best way possible for the most number of people, including the rowers and them having a suitable space for their boats and their activities, and also being able to have green space for the community.
Bates says she will now have to wait and see what decisions are made regarding the park improvements, but is pleased to see things moving forward. For Sichuan News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.